This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I don't want to be the most serious radio show in America for a bunch of different reasons. It's not really my personality, if you know me. And, it's not the best way to make money either, but I just came across something that has me. I'm not optimistic about the future. I'm really not. Just am not. I think all of the arrows are pointing toward disaster in the near future.
Yeah. My optimism, to the extent that it exists, and, you know, it kind of ebbs and flows, folks, if you know what I mean, it's based on the fact that generally negatives create responses that, that turn things more positive. Generally, awareness of the awfulness of a trend grows and grows until people unite against it. I'm not 100% sure that's going to happen in the same way in the country right now, given the changes in communications and technology and media and such. But that's where my hope comes from.
Well, long term, hopefully things will be fine. But short term, like decade or so, next decade or so, we're not past the bad part. I guess that'd be my point. There's no way we're past the bad part.
Right. You know, and I've got some really interesting stuff on what Americans are actually concerned about, and a cool new poll that I'll tell you about in a second. But, you know, just to your point, Jack, I find myself asking, and we're talking about, you know, politicians, political parties, media companies, media personalities, you know, the Twitter accounts, whatever. Is there any limit to what they will damage if they can profit personally? Do they have any patriotic or moral limit on what they're willing to destroy if they gain from destroying?
Politicians? No. Media figures for ratings? No. So I guess my answer is no.
Yeah. I'm reminded of this email from JT. Jack asked if the Rolling Stones headline, "The Buffalo Shooter isn't a lone wolf, he's a mainstream Republican." Jack asked if Rolling Stone were helping or hurting the situation. Of course they aren't trying to help the situation, he writes. In fact, they're happy to worsen the situation if they think it will possibly help their cause. The question should be, why are these people willing to stoke race hatred and falsely directed at the GOP? To me, it exactly matches when Biden calls minor changes to voter laws Jim Crow on steroids.
Okay, I think these are two completely different things. I wish this guy were right. I think Joe Biden's being cynical. He doesn't think it's Jim Crow on steroids. I think the staff at Rolling Stone believes the average Republican is a murderous racist. I think they actually believe that.
Wow, okay, well, you may be right.
Just like the woke crowd at Twitter or Netflix or any of these other places. They actually believe that stuff. You know, maybe since we've gone down this road this far, maybe I'll mention this, and then maybe your stats will help us sort this out. I came across this, kind of on the topic we were talking about last hour, on the changing demographics of the country and politicians and pundits cheering the shrinking of the white population. You can't cheer one demographic going away and think that there's not going to be angst about that. I mean, it's weird. So how about this? Here's a guy, and so I looked up who he was on Twitter. He's the president of some think tank, a fellow at University of Texas, Austin, also involved with Columbia. He's a big deal in academics. This is what he tweeted out yesterday. The same sort of thinking about race and birth rates now dominates the conservative Supreme Court. The leaked draft opinion isn't about protecting babies. It's about protecting whiteness, specifically white babies.
That's bizarre and incorrect. Other than that, it's a fine argument.
Well, and evil to claim without evidence. So there are enough people that think that sort of thing. We're headed toward worse racial divisions and more violence, not less.
Well, to get back to JT's email, both comments, Biden and Rolling Stone are designed to hurt the country but ostensibly help the DNC. Ditto the 1619 Project. Ditto anti-racism and CRT. Think the country needs to wake up and realize that the progressives care more about preserving and growing their power than they do about helping the country. Stoking race hatred is abominable, but it's become just about routine in lefty circles.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know how this isn't more clear to more people that this constant racism toward white people is going to lead to more racism overall.
Well, and let's not, I don't, you're right. I feel no need to mention any specific ethnicity. If you stoke race hatred for political gain, you will get more race hatred. And you, like so many fools and revolutionaries throughout history, have decided we will cause a whirlwind, then we will reap the whirlwind. When the whirlwind ends up destroying everything. It's the hubris of the often young or highly ideological college professor type who thinks, no. We can tear everything down and cause chaos, and then we will, through our incredible intelligence and persuasiveness, craft a wonderful utopian future. And the utopian future ends up being death and destruction. Speaking of the most serious radio show in America.
So I am not optimistic for the at least coming decade or two. You combine that with an unsustainable financial structure and a couple other things, and I mean, it could be a really rocky road this next couple of decades. Why would anybody want to listen to this? Why would I even want to think about it? I don't know.
You know, I'm not saying you should develop a taste for human flesh. I'm just saying it might be helpful.
Here's one interesting aspect of the way you look at it. Somehow, all of these things, like unsustainable financial problems, lead to cannibalism.
Yes.
Stoking race fears leads to cannibalism. And I don't.
Yes, almost inevitably. Yes.
I don't see how these things turn into cannibalism.
Well, you're a fool. You're short-sighted.
You're a fool.
You will probably be on my spit.
Exactly.
When the cannibalism comes, because you won't see it coming like I
have. I'll be among the first eaten, because I just don't get.
Well, right. You don't understand. It's like Positive Sean, our old producer, used to say. The guy who wins the fight is the first guy who realizes, I'm in a fight. Well, the guy who ends up on the spit is the last guy who realizes cannibalism has come. On a more serious note, why don't we break on time for the first times in our lives?
Let me wax briefly about something
here we
nice.
Go. See, I tried to break.
About
Michael,
something
make
nice.
A note of that.
How about I wax briefly about something positive to change my own brain chemistry?
Yes.
So we can move on.
Yes.
Last night, my son had his final soccer game of the season, and they had a little pizza party afterwards. And watching him and his buddies... Can I get through this without getting emotional? Maybe not. Watching him and his buddies play was just freaking awesome. Freaking awesome. Oh, that's what life is right there. So, you know, if you focus on that stuff, just the daily, your family and everything like that.
Right.
So much better than these overarching problems.
The joy of creation and your friends and families and nature and the rest of it, right.
Why would my son and his friends sticking ice cubes down each other's shirts be so touching to me? I don't know why exactly, but it is.
You know, that is one of the great pranks.
I know.
Of humankind.
That's probably been a thing since, Well, I was about to say since refrigeration, but in parts of the country where they have ice, you know.
I believe I actually did that to my wife fairly early in our courtship.
An ice
it's an all-timer.
Shirt. Oh yeah. Always good.
All-timer.
Okay, there's a positive thing.
There you go.
I did the flaming bag on the porch to my wife.
No, not nearly as pleasant. No, Michael, no.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
America could soon enter stagflation territory with slow economic growth, high unemployment, and high inflation. That is why I recommend gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon here, and I want to remind you to get Birch Gold's free info kit on sheltering your savings with gold IRA. To get your free copy, text the word SHELTER to 989898. With stagflation looming, it's critical that you act today. Text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Hi, I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 1. As a local business owner, mother of 4, and current Redding City Council member, public safety is a top priority. That's why, while as acting mayor, I led the council in approving a crisis intervention response team within the Redding Police Department, which has successfully assisted many citizens in crisis. If you want to be part of creating a stronger and better Shasta County, then vote for me, Erin Resner, for Shasta County Supervisor on June 7th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own eatable groceries. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom vegetables you couldn't find in the store. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Gold Leaf Nursery, back open Wednesday through Saturday.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided
by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
How does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings.
People that care about climate change, what would that be, a left turn? Whoa. Make sure I got my seatbelt on.
I mean, she went from, like, not answering the question into Uber nonsense there. An apt introduction to the new project that 538.com is taking on with Ipsos polling. And that is polling a couple of thousand Americans on a regular basis about their biggest concerns. They're trotting this out for the first time. They are going to poll those same couple of thousand Americans over and over again to see how their concerns have evolved, to get a better sense of whether Americans' concerns are changing and the extent to which those worries will influence the country's political environment. You know, one note before we dive into it, I was reading the write-up from 538, and they, as most polling does, divides people by race and mentions the race of various respondents reflexively. I understand why, for the purposes of politicians trying to target various groups, you might want to know that. But I just thought it was interesting that we now reflexively are grouping people by race, even as we're looking for data about, you know, economic concerns, for instance. Anyway, the answer to what Americans are most worried about is pretty straightforward. Inflation. I mean, by far, not even close. Everybody, until you start breaking it down into smaller demographic groups, is most worried about inflation or increasing costs.
If you're not, you're a weirdo.
Yes, it's 65% of Republicans. Interestingly, it's only 42% of Democrats. Now, wait a minute.
Nah, that's a gesture.
Right. That's
gotta be.
Oh, I know they're using inflation to batter the Democrats in the White House, so I'm going to say I'm not.
There's no way you're not worried about inflation.
Yeah, yeah. Independents are significantly more concerned about inflation than Democrats, but significantly less than Republicans. So could it be Republicans are extra happy to talk about it because it hurts Biden?
Sure.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. Political extremism or polarization ranks very, very high.
If you're not worried about that, you're a fool.
Yeah.
You fool! We got to have that clip, Andy. Because
you fool!
There you go.
Oh, I love that. And interestingly, the band from Republicans, who are the least concerned about it, to Democrats, who are the most concerned about it, is not even 10 points. Democrats, Republicans, independents, overall, it's all in a very narrow band. Everybody is a significant chunk of everybody is kind of concerned about it.
And we've created an incentive structure, not on purpose, but we have an incentive structure for both politicians with small donors and all social media and the clickbait, the way the modern media world works, to stoke it.
Yes. Yeah, constant anger gets political dollars flowing. Anger and outrage and fear get those clicks a-coming.
Or serving your political niche what they want to hear.
Yeah, this is an interesting category. Crime or gun violence?
Hmm.
If you were to say crime, I think you'd get some pretty high numbers among everybody, but you throw in the phrase gun violence there, and that brings in Second Amendment questions.
Mm.
And I think it's interesting to note that Democrats answer that question, yeah, I'm damn concerned about that, at about 14 points higher, if I'm reading this graph correctly, than Republicans. And I know crime is a big Republican issue. So, again, I ask 538 and Ipsos. I wonder whether you can break those things out or get a little more specific about it. Immigration is an interesting one. Republicans, about 35%, say they are the specific phrasing is this issue among the most important facing the country? So it's just kind of a generalized. You don't have to pick one. Immigration is cited by only 35% of Republicans, which is interesting, and 8% of Democrats.
Wow. Well, that's why it doesn't get much coverage then. That's why, you know, okay, maybe that just explains the coverage right there. It's not ideological. It's just our audience isn't interested in it.
Independents are kind of in the middle. Government budget.
We had the highest number of people apprehended at the border in our nation's history last month.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's interested? Okay.
And the highest number sneaking in, too. Presumably, and any border guard, border agent would tell you that's true. Government budget and debt. Little under 30% of Republicans said it's among the most important issues facing our country.
Well,
not
once again,
even 30%.
Once again to those people, I say,
you fool!
How are you not worried about that?
And among Democrats, 7%. The fact that we are saddling our children with enormous interest rates and choking taxation. There's not even 10% of Democrats that think that's significant.
Maybe it's just short-term thinking. Maybe it's just you're the sort of person that has a maxed-out credit card and you don't worry about it. You should, but you don't.
Yeah. Climate change is a similar spread, but in exactly the opposite direction. But there are only 30% of Democrats who say, yeah, this is among the big, big issues. Only 30%. And overall, it's about 15% of people. 15. Sliding on down, COVID-19, the coronavirus is, Democrats, 25% say it's a major, major problem right now. Republicans, it's about 8%. Healthcare, I'm surprised how low those numbers are. They're in the, 5 to 18% range. Let's see, election security or fraud. 3% of Democrats, 20% of Republicans, and we're going to work our way down. Taxes is all single digits. Opioid and drug addiction, single digits. Abortion, like 4 to 6%.
Okay, well, so the fact that these numbers are so low on these topics makes it, I guess, more meaningful, those high numbers on inflation then, huh?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it and a good conclusion to draw. But again, folks, how much have you heard about the Roe v. Wade draft decision and abortion? You've got, it looks to be like, 4% of independents and 6% of Republicans. That's the entire spread.
Wow.
Yeah.
That are thinking about this on a regular basis, worried about it.
I think it's one of the most critical issues in front of the country, yeah.
I think that's a pretty legitimate result.
Inflation and increasing costs, also political polarization. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you, the issue that's going to keep me up at night is inflation. It's not, a whole bunch of these other federal government issues, certainly. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenics, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Voters of Shasta County, it's time that we get educated and informed as voters. With elections right around the corner, it's time we keep our focus on what's really important for Shasta County. Seeking common ground, truth and transparency, community first, law and order, and most importantly, electing qualified candidates.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for Sheriff, Darlene Allen for Clerk, Flores for Superintendent, Browning and Resner for Supervisor 2022. Committing major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Piscanta Band of Nomwaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome Judy Flores, candidate for Shasta County Office of Education. Also joining us is the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. Find out about who this Mounted Color Guard is, how are they selected, and all of the different events that they participate in. All of this Thursday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes state government is failing us, and it's time to fix it.
California has the highest gas prices in the nation, and they're costing consumers billions. That's why I believe it's time to suspend the gas tax and put the money back in the pockets of hardworking Californians.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes in fighting fraud to save tax dollars.
After prison inmates collected $1 billion in unemployment, I helped pass a tough new law that will prevent those kinds of scams from happening again.
Megan Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters.
We added firefighters and improved forest management to prevent more wildfires, and I'm working hard to ensure wildfire victims recover.
The California Correctional Peace Officers support Megan Daly.
I believe to get crime under control, we need to stop releasing dangerous prisoners and hold criminals accountable.
If you believe, like Megan does, that it's time to fix state government, then re-elect Assemblywoman Megan Daly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
There's a new challenge going viral on TikTok, and somehow I think it might be the craziest one yet. Take a look at this one.
It's called the Kool-Aid Man Challenge, and it's recently gone viral in Nebraska. Teens are running into fences, saying, oh yeah, likes the Kool-Aid Man, and knocking the fence down.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The Kool-Aid Man Challenge, brought to you by White Claw Refresher.
I never believe that these challenges are really quite as viral as I'm led to believe.
Well, and, you know, as Michael mentioned off the air, if your kid is engaging in them, perhaps you need to reduce your expectations for their future.
And
you will feel the consequences. I'm sorry, breaking news?
Breaking yacht rock news.
Oh, Lord.
Eric Clapton has canceled the rest of his tour because he's got COVID. So a lot is being made of that, as he is pretty famously anti-vaccine, anti-shutdown, wrote songs about it, has lost friendships he's had for half a century over it, people who won't speak to him anymore. Anyway, Eric Clapton has canceled the rest of his shows for this tour because he got the COVID, and he's dang near 80, so it's not a minor thing to get COVID when you're almost 80.
Canceled!
Coronavirus!
Thank you, Dr. Cardi.
So, do with that information what you want.
Oh, speaking of old fellas and things that happen to them, my dad played golf the other day, shot his age.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a big thing. He's done it a handful of times. He is 81, for the record.
I bowled my age. You didn't say anything.
Is that an old joke? It ought to be.
Yeah, that's cool. You have to be good enough. And getting old enough helps, so.
Well, right, and, you know, obviously a 64-year-old who shoots their age, that's less impressive in terms of, you know, being a plucky oldster, and more impressive in terms of your skill with the sticks.
Oh, geez, I'd say.
Yeah. But anyway, congrats, Dad.
Yeah,
well done. Way to hang in there.
Something.
Yeah, it's funny, and just a private note for the golfers. We'll still have conversations where he says, you know, I can't. I've tweaked something in my swing, and it's really, really working for me. It
so,
just never
wow,
ends.
Even at
never
that ends. Age, you'd say, wow, that's something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what's so wonderful about the game, honestly.
Finally figured it out.
It's the puzzle that can't be solved. Anyway, a quick roundup of news items for you. The legendary Bay to Breakers race in San Francisco has made an important announcement. They honored the race's top non-binary finishers this year, reversing course from earlier plans to give awards only to runners in traditional male and female categories. San Francisco runner Cal Calamia, age 25, who's non-binary, was the top finisher. I feel so overwhelmed with emotion I could really cry, said Calamia, which gives you a clue as to, you know, I don't know. Anyway.
Jeez. Oh,
congratulations. I don't know. Maybe a sensitive dude. I don't know.
You know, I cried when the one marathon I ran, and I am not a crier. I cried afterwards because it was just
when you saw your time?
It was so difficult for me. I think, I don't know what happened. I have no idea what happened. It was weird. It was weird. It was disturbing. I was disturbed by myself.
Well, that's something, though. Yeah. Did you find something deep within yourself?
No.
Did you discover something?
No. It wasn't anything like that. It was just so painful and so difficult. I think I'd had to block out all sense and emotion to be able to run that far. And something gave way when I finished.
Yeah, I would say, didn't you run on a broken ankle or something and
oh, no,
didn't
my,
stop?
I damaged my Achilles. It was making a squishing sound
oh,
as I
Lord.
Ran.
Oh, God.
And it's never been right since. It was like permanently a bad idea.
So here I am thinking you cried because you discovered something deep within yourself, but no, you cried for the same reason a man cries if he hits himself in the thumb with a hammer.
No, I know this is a very look-at-me sort of story, but my theory was, so I hadn't trained for the marathon. The furthest I'd ever run in my life was 7 miles, and that was 4 days before the marathon. So I didn't really train for the marathon, and I just, my theory was, it was the San Francisco Marathon, which a lot of people don't run because it's so hilly. It's hard even if you're in shape. But my theory was if somebody put a gun to your head, you could run 26 miles. You could. So I just thought if I can get myself in the right mental state of you have to do this, I can do it. And I did it. It took me a very long time, but I did it. But when at the end, it was like I'd been hit by a car and I started crying. So I'm not sure it was the best.
Well, it's a unique training regimen.
And of course, I got drunk the night before, even though I know it'd be a, just all kinds of.
You fool!
You fool!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You got drunk the night before?
Honest to God, the day after I ran the day after I ran the marathon, maybe this happens to everybody, but the day after when I got up in the morning, it was like I had been in a terrible accident. Every part of my body hurt so bad I could barely roll out of bed and crawl to the bathroom to relieve myself.
Wow. Wow.
I can't sounds be good nice. For it. Yeah, sounds fun, yeah. Doesn't it?
Man, I admire you trying it, though. I get winded at the end of a run-on sentence.
Hey,
y'all.
Hey, now.
Whoa. Hey, y'all. Come on, folks. Tough crowd here now. Come on. There we go.
This is getting a lot of attention, so I assume it's a big deal. U.S. soccer has agreed to equalize pay for men and women in a landmark agreement.
I thought they just came to a different deal not long ago. Because the gals wanted a very different deal and wanted a bunch of other things, they accepted lower pay.
Isn't women's soccer, I mean, in America, women's soccer, I guess because they're better, we pay more attention to the women's soccer team than the men's soccer team.
They win more, yeah.
Yeah, just because they win more.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'll dig into that. I'm sure there's much more to it than the mainstream media is reporting. And they are probably spinning it incorrectly. A new working paper that analyzed testing data from millions of students in 49 states has shown, beyond a doubt, brace yourselves now, remote instruction was a failure for American children and was the primary driver of widening achievement gaps. That's right. Keeping the schools closed was horrible for American children and by far the worst for poorer children. And if you like to break things down by race, children of color.
Right. So,
yeah. We know.
And that was driven by people on the left. No doubt about it.
Indeed. I wish
the media would be honest about that. The people of the left made education significantly worse for immigrant children of color. I mean, not immigrant, low income children of color. The people on the left did this. The people on the right wanted the schools to be open.
Well, they also devastated, kids of all classes. Let's not leave that out.
No, absolutely. That is absolutely true. But I wish that. And we had the proof yesterday when Dr. Fauci was asked in a hearing yesterday, did we need to shut down the schools? Dr. Fauci, even Dr. Fauci had too much of a conscience to lie about it, said it's hard to say. So even he couldn't be clearly it was a good idea. Nope. So if Dr. Fauci says it's hard to say, it's a clear no, it wasn't worth shutting down the schools.
Right, right. Jumping from, I hope that same research outfit looks into whether people like orgasms and whether ice cream's yummy on a summer's day. I mean, although I appreciate them breaking down the data. The Navy is unprepared to fight in two conflicts at once with the current fleet, according to the service's top officer. No way we can go at Russia and China, for instance. The current fleet of about 289 ships is not sized to handle two simultaneous conflicts, which had been the doctrine of the United States Armed Forces for many decades until Barack Obama decided it was time to spend the peace dividend and vastly reduce our military. We are still trying to rebuild it. I have a feeling like the countries of NATO and the Swedens and Finlands of the world, we have been awakened by recent events, and I have a feeling we will go ahead and take care of that.
Sweden and Finland, who have now officially applied to be in NATO, and they would be in NATO like tomorrow if it weren't for the fact that Turkey says no, and they've got a system in NATO where everybody has to agree for you to become a member, which I guess kind of makes sense because you are a part of Article 5, which is an attack on one is an attack on all. So I guess as a country that's contractually obligated to come to another country's defense if they're attacked, everybody should agree.
And I must quibble, though. Turkey has not said no. They are bitching about it, but in a way that seems to me clear that they just want a little something.
Okay.
Then
okay.
They'll go along.
I hope you're right. I hope you're at whatever reporting you've taken in is correct.
Yeah, I can't remember the specific objection they raised, but it was absolutely surmountable.
Okay. Awesome. So now Russia has a country with a 900-mile border.
And an ass-kicking military that's actually disciplined and actually trained.
And a population that hates you going back many decades. So, that's not what Putin was hoping for.
Now they're in the NATO club. So yeah, nice job, Pooter.
Mariupol, as we mentioned yesterday, officially surrendered to the Russians. It is the first major city the Russians have captured in the three-month war.
Giving them the much-desired land bridge between Russia and Crimea, how long can they hold it? How savage will the counterattacks be? I have a feeling that's the story of the next few weeks.
Yeah, and Ukraine is supposedly mobilizing for a major offensive. So, everybody's been saying this since the whole thing started. But the next couple of weeks are going to be big. Every couple of weeks have been big. And, of course, if you're in one of those freaking towns that gets bombed every single day and you're trying to find clean water and something to eat, every moment of your life is big. Holy crap.
So among the stuff I'd like to squeeze in coming up, that we'd like to squeze in coming up is...
the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. That's absolutely right.
Good Lord.
Got some unbelievable testimony out of that from yesterday.
Fecal matter.
Coming up, Woke University's newest social justice crusade, fighting against fat discrimination.
Okay. Fat studies.
California law struck down as unconstitutional, you might want to hear about, and butt lifts are booming.
Okay.
Booming butt lifts.
All right.
Stay with it. It's a revealing story, I think, about America, no pun intended.
And it was quite a day in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. Holy cow. Stay tuned. All that stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
The uncertainty in the world is leading to market volatility. My friends at Legacy Precious Metals are here to walk you through why gold is the way forward through these unsteady times. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you how to roll your existing retirement account into a gold IRA and provide steps to take should you want to hold physical metals in your home. Call Legacy Precious Metals at 866-806-3646. That's 866-806-3646. Or download your free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from PureTalk.
My name is Vincent Eugene Allen. I'm a doctor and businessman running for insurance commissioner, and I approve this message.
Doctor. Vincent Eugene Allen was born in Cleveland, Mississippi, raised by his grandmother, Rosia H. Miller. After completing medical school in West Virginia, Dr. Allen began caring for patients in Los Angeles. Businessman. Vincent Eugene Allen and his wife, Dr. Connie U. Allen, operate 7 urgent care clinics across Los Angeles, seeing thousands of patients and providing high-paying jobs to the community. Community leader. Vincent Eugene Allen was on the front lines of the pandemic, providing food for the quarantined and medical services for the community. He and his family continue to hold charitable events in their community. Vote Vincent Eugene Allen for Insurance Commissioner. Doctor, not politician. Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022, FPPC ID 143-9485.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adult. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Did you hear about the lady who swallowed her COVID test and had to get surgery?
What? How does that happen?
I hate to call anybody who something bad happened to dumb or anything, but how did you manage to get the swab so far in you that it... You swallowed it. Good Lord, lady. Anyway.
So, I have a shocking and important update on a major government program. And then Jack can get into whatever filth or foolishness he insists on talking about. So, came across this Glenn Greenwald piece about the new Ministry of Information, the Bureau of Misinformation Destruction, or whatever the hell they were calling it at DHS. And he wrote this great thing about this Jankowicz woman who was going to head it up. She tweeted, among other things, "I shudder to think about if free speech absolutists like Elon Musk were taking over more platforms, et cetera, et cetera." So she's in favor of censorship. When controversy over this new disinformation board erupted, CNN claimed Jankowicz was a disinformation expert with experience working on Ukraine and Russia issues. Homeland Security or Secretary Mayorkas called her an eminently qualified, renowned expert in the field of disinformation. Greenwald writes, but what does that even mean? What is the field of disinformation, and how does one become a, quote, eminently qualified, renowned expert in it? Is there some graduate program or new field of discipline one must study? Is there a licensing board that certifies one as a disinformation expert or scholarship one demonstrates? Which credentials constitute expertise? This is all a sham, the whole thing. The very idea that Jankowicz, draping herself in hashtag resistance cliches, agitating for online censorship, and neurotically posting liberal Twitter hashtags, is an expert in anything, let alone one who identifies and combats disinformation, is laughable on its face, and that's true of everyone who's claiming this pompous, fictitious expertise for themselves. Far worse than Jankiewicz's fixation on censoring those with whom she disagrees, now a staple of liberal politics, is the fact that this new disinformation czar is herself ratified and helped spread virtually every disinformation campaign concocted by the Union of the Democratic Party and corporate media over the last 5 years. And she's done so with gusto. She's spread disinformation at every turn, and he goes into this long list from the Hunter Biden laptop to the Steele dossier to decreeing that the origins of COVID were definitively proven to be zoonotic and not conceivably a lab leak, blah, blah, blah. She has systematically been an enthusiastic participant in disinformation, okay?
Wow.
Came across that, been waiting to bring it to you. Well, here's a little history for you. You probably remember this. On the morning of April 27th, Department of Homeland Security announced the creation of the first Disinformation Governance Board, tapping Nina Jankiewicz, a well-known figure in the field, as the board's executive director, and naming the 33-year-old Jankiewicz to run the newly created board, blah, 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 expert in her field, blah, 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 writes the Washington Post. But within hours of her appointment, she was thrust into the spotlight by the very forces she dedicated her career to combating. Jeez Louise, the Washington Post is just beyond help at this point. They talk about the unrelenting barrage of harassment and abuse she's taken on the right-wing internet. I guess that includes us, perfectly reasonably pointing out her history in this. Well, folks, here's your breaking news. Breaking news, Michael! When news breaks, the donkey brays. Now, just 3 weeks after its announcement, the Disinformation Governance Board is being paused,
okay,
according to multiple employees at DHS.
That means it's done, which everybody was hoping. And so it was a bad idea, and they picked a particularly bad person to be in charge of it. It's astounding floundering. I'm not trying to rap.
It's pretty good. I love your flow.
But the fact that they did such a bad job of picking somebody to be that reminds me of them doing such a bad job of picking their new press secretary that has been panned by so many in her first couple of days.
Yeah, yeah. Just awful. So this is interesting. This is how government works. By Tuesday morning, Ms. Jankiewicz, Scary Poppins, had drafted a resignation letter in response to the board's dissolution. But Tuesday night, Jankiewicz was pulled into an urgent call with DHS officials who gave her a choice to stay on, even as the department's work was put on hold. In other words, you can stay on the payroll doing nothing if you want.
Oh, wow.
Jankiewicz is said to be evaluating her position within the department.
This all reminds me of I was taking in a podcast yesterday, and they were all beaten up on the new White House press secretary. We're supposed to call her by her initials. What are her initials? I know most of you don't know who she is, and I don't blame you. You shouldn't pay attention to this crap. But anyway.
That would be KJP.
KJP, and how bad she is. And somebody made the point, and this might actually be true on why so many of Biden's people are floundering, is that when a new administration comes in, a brand new administration, they have their A team. They have the very best people out there. You saw it with Trump. You saw it with Obama. You see it all the time. I mean, the really top quality press secretary, secretary of defense, everybody. I mean, just like A level talent. And those people hang around for a year or so, and then they move on because the job wears you out and you decide to go in the private sector and make more money or teach at a university or whatever. It's the way every administration works. Then you get the B team after the A team. And then those people leave, and then you're down to the seat, and then so over like an 8-year term, you get down to, you know, quite a ways down the line. Well, the Biden administration, because the whole Biden team was really kind of like the third term of Barack Obama, they're into like your E and F team people to start with.
You know, I feel the need to point out for listeners of a certain age that I pity the fool who goes up against the A-team.
But that might be what's going on here. The Biden administration is the third term of the Obama crowd, and they're into the E-team now of talent.
You know, I don't know that's necessarily true, but it is evidently true, yeah.
Well, they've hired several people for positions that are just astoundingly bad.
Yeah, yeah. Jen Psaki, the Ice Queen.
She was good.
Boy, she was insufferable, but she was skilled at her job.
She was pretty good.
Yeah, but this new gal is, well, who knows? Maybe she grows into the job, huh? Have you heard she's the first black and openly LGBTQ press secretary?
I did hear that. I know Joe hates this, but I think the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial is rising to new levels of cultural significance.
Excuse me, I have a question. Same question as yesterday. How can this possibly still be dragging on?
It's turning into a phenomenon now, I feel like. They're selling tickets on the black market to people for a great amount of money to try to get in there and be part of the scene.
Wow.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.